This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is the fourth part of a five-part conversation with Evan Hackle, the president of Carpet One Floor and Home. Upcoming, we're going to be talking about the company's website, carpetone.com. You had referred to the website, carpetone.com. We talked about that last September. The company revamped the whole website then, and among other things, as you mentioned earlier, consumers can be directed to a specific store. They can request a visit from store personnel to their home. They can also buy directly online. Talk about the headway that you've made since you launched this site.
Well, the site is doing phenomenally well. And our traffic on the site, the length of time people spending on the site have increased significantly. What we've really done with the site, I think a couple things. One is we've greatly improved customer satisfaction. They can go on the site. If they want, they can take a picture in their own home and see their own product in their home on our visualizer. Probably the biggest thing we're doing is letting customers see pricing of product. I mean, that was what we did, focus groups of consumers. That was their number one pet peeve. You know, you got a website. You're showing me all this product. What's it mean? You know, I'm looking at product. I have no idea. Am I looking at expensive product? Am I looking at cheap product? You know, they can't make any differentiation in price. And they become very, very confused on a lot of websites. Our website gives them the ability to see product and see price so that their time is more valuable and more meaningful. We have a lot more customers coming into our store saying, hey, I'd like to see this product, because they can see the pricing of the product and understand the value of the pricing much better. One of the things about our website that's neat is the pricing on the site is not national pricing, but it's actually the pricing our members have in their own stores. And this was a very big part of this project, was to create a system and a method to enable our members to price their stores and price the web at the same time. And we've been very successful making that happen. And thus, when a customer goes on the website and they go in the store, it's congruent. They see exactly the same pricing on the web as they see in the store. And the site, I think, has done a terrific job in generating business for our members. We get a lot of customers that say, hey, send us some samples. We have a lot of customers say, hey, bring us samples in the store, to our homes, rather. And a lot of customers say, hey, come and do measures in our store. So we're bringing them hard leads, as well as we're bringing them lots and lots of impressions and people. And it's been a great investment on our part. It's something we're going to keep investing in, and we know how critical it is. And you hit it right when you said that, you know, this is really about our members' stores, because the reality is, when someone goes on our website, when they get in the website and start looking at product, we ask for zip code. And once we get that zip code, the site is no longer Carpet One Floor and Home. It's our local member site. Their logo comes up, their contact information comes up, their PR comes up, all their products, all their pricing comes up, so that our members are getting the credit for the site. And then each one of our members, when they don't advertise our website, they advertise their website, which is a URL specifically for them that brings them into the Carpet One Floor and Home website. But from a consumer's point of view, all the consumer is seeing is the local store's website. And from a member's point of view, you could not have a better website. There's no one in the industry that can afford to have the kind of website that our members have, because there's no one that can invest millions of dollars into building a website. No, you know, independent specialty retailer can do that. So our members, I think, have a big competitive advantage.
So the whole approach to have this really centered around the member and have their pricing and their product selection as well, that was really a good idea.
Well, I think it was critical. And we looked at this long and hard. And you know, if we did national pricing, you know, how do we deal with all of the different local issues in certain areas? I mean, take product like ceramic, for instance. The pricing of ceramic in Florida and Arizona compared to, you know, where I'm here in Manchester, New Hampshire, is totally different. There would be no successful way, really, to do it with national pricing. And then all you would have is confusion between the consumer and what they see on the website versus what they see in the store.
Yeah, yeah.
So it really did make a huge difference in enabling us to really achieve something our consumer wants, which is be able to see real pricing on the site.
Uh-huh. Since the Carpet One Floor and Home Winter Convention, you've had some changes in the laminate program. Talk a bit about that, if you would.
The laminate industry has undergone huge changes since we first entered the business, and as you may remember, Dave, Carpet One really led this industry with color tile, introducing Pergo to this country and really starting the laminate revolution. Since that time, the fact is that the product has changed dramatically. Certainly the quality of the product has gotten a lot better, and certainly the pricing, the ability to produce the product at a lower price point has become much easier. And what I think you've seen happen is that the industry is bifurcating and splitting. And basically what's happening is that those people that want price are buying product based primarily on price, and those people that want quality are stepping up and spending significantly more, and the middle part of the market is really kind of evaporated. So what we wanted to do was be able to go out and be very aggressive in both those sides of the market. And we created, to make this happen, a special partnership with a company that I'm sure most of your listeners never have heard of called BlueLinx. And BlueLinx is a national distributor, for lack of a better word, of home building products. They're over a $5 billion company. But they don't distribute in the traditional fashion, meaning that they are distributors that buy product from a supplier and then sell it. They do some of that. But really what they are is a distribution company. And they work with a lot of major companies to help distribute product for them within their systems. And what BlueLinx will become for us is really our ability to distribute products to our membership at a very low cost, enabling us to take advantage of group buying and group power. And we've started out our laminate program really on two sides. One is that we're now bringing in substantially more product from overseas that we can distribute through our BlueLinx network to our membership at prices that enable them to compete on the lower end part of the market. And then we enhanced our relationships with the laminate suppliers, and I know you know this, but basically we went and reviewed our suppliers. We trimmed the number of suppliers that we had of laminate down substantially to create better relationships with those suppliers that we kept. And working with those suppliers, we've worked on improving our merchandising to our consumers, coming out with some proprietary product and things of that nature, so that we have a much better offering on the high-end part of our line. So what our membership is going to end up with is much more price competitiveness on the lower-end part of the market, and much better differentiated looks and ability to sell on the higher end of the market. And I think we're going to be able to aggressively grow our laminate share over the next year. Mm-hmm.
This is going to wind up the fourth part of a five-part conversation with Evan Hackle, the president of Carpet One Floor and Home. We'll be airing the fifth and final part of this conversation tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.